There's a new pasture herbicide to combat tough weeds. This is the first new herbicide ingredient for pastures in more than a decade on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/ideaentry. That's agriculture.com/ideaentry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Effective weed control in the pasture is critical for quality forage production and for cattle producers to maximize their investment. There are some extremely hard to control weeds, and every innovation will help producers get the upper hand. Scott Flynn is a pasture and land management field specialist with Corteva Agrisciences. He says after several years of field trials, they submitted a new pasture herbicide to the EPA for registration. It's the first new active ingredient for pastures and rangeland in over 10 years. It's called Duracor and is expected to control more than 140 broadleaf weed species.
It's centered around a new active called Rinscor, and it brings a lot more spectrum to our current portfolio. In particular, we see the carrot family, which encompasses things like wild carrot, wild parsnip, giant hogweed, poison hemlock. It is excellent on those particular species, and it is also bringing the excellent control later season on some problematic weeds like ironweed.
He says the product can be used anytime from April till November with a high degree of pasture grass safety, and cattle can graze immediately. It's also easy to handle.
This mixes with liquid UAN easily where Graze On Next didn't. And this also has a play in the dry fertilizer market where you can actually take this herbicide, treat it on dry fertilizer, and then spread it on the pasture so that you get weed control and soil fertility done in one pass.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about pasture weed control at agriculture.com.